is Zaza Quest, a war cry to arm the resistance with knowledge. Knowledge.
Anin, Wewen Abujo, KK Kost Nadishna Kaz. Welcome to Zaza Quest, which means war cry in the Anishinaabe language. This is a space where we're arming the resistance with knowledge. Today we're going to talk about how the crown has no jurisdiction within our lands. Within the statute, it declares that any monarchy that professes the Catholic faith shall forfeit the crown. And just moments after taking her oath, Queen Elizabeth II at her own coronation professed the Catholic religion on two occasions. So we'll take a look at a video now that demonstrates that.
Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel? Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain in the United Kingdom the Protestant Reformed religion established by law? Will you maintain and preserve inviolable the settlement of the Church of England and the doctrine, worship, discipline and government thereof as by law established in England? And will you preserve unto the bishops and clergy of England and to the churches there committed to their charge all such rights and privileges as by law do or shall appertain to them or any of them?
All this I promise to do.
Her Majesty returns the orb, and the Archbishop now places upon the fourth finger of her right hand the ring wherein is set a sapphire, and on it a ruby cross. This is often called the wedding ring of England.
Receive the ring of kingly dignity and the seal of Catholic faith. And as thou art, receive the ring of kingly dignity and the seal of Catholic faith. And as thou art.
So that was the Act of Settlement Act of 1700 from the UK, again, which says the monarchs shall not profess the Catholic faith, but Queen Elizabeth did minutes after, as you saw from her taking of the oath. Next, we're going to go to the 1867 B&A Act, the British North America Act, which was enacted by, again, the monarch of the UK. So Canada likes to think that this constitution, the B&A Act, was their constitution, which confederated them and made them a sovereign state, which wasn't. All it was amalgamating four provinces under one dominion under the empire. And that's all it was. A foreign monarch can't create a country. Only the people can. Okay, the next one is we go to the 1893 Statute Law Revision Act, which where Queen Victoria made it law that any monarchs after her, her successors and her heirs, shall not have no authority within her dominions. So Canada has no authority, the Queen has no authority, the Crown has no authority because of this statute. The Crown has no authority. Let's move on to this other statute. The statute of Westminster of 1931. Again, the UK Parliament said all dominions are free to make themselves free of the UK. There's three sections in there, section 7 and 11. I won't go too much in detail, but I shared my constitutional challenge. And all that is saying the Statute of Westminster, that the UK is relinquishing their authority within their dominions. So all treaties and crown land are void through this law. 1982 comes around, the Constitution Act for Canada was not a constitution again, because it was not ratified for and by the people. It was enacted by the Queen, who had no power. She had no power to reenact this B&A Act, because that clause was taken out in 1893, where any successors and heirs of after Queen Victoria had no power. But Canada likes to make you think that you're still obligated to the Crown through this thing that they did in 1941 under William Lyons Mackenzie. He makes you think that you have a governor general, but no governor was general was dispatched from the UK Parliament or the UK Empire after 1931. They made a fraudulent forgery to make it seem that there's still a office of a governor general, but that's fraud, because the king or queen never signed off that, because they were free at the time, Canada. So there's no constitution. What is happening right now is a dictatorship of politicians who keep the power for themselves. You get to vote for them, but there's no true sovereignty for so-called Canadian citizens. So this is law. If I can figure this out, well, there's all these constitutional lawyers like Twitter, all these people who are going to school for this ain't speaking this. What are they doing then? They're complicit in this fraud.